Blog Talk Radio.
Let's go out. Let me see what it says. Sing loud unto our God, our strength. Make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob. Take a psalm and bring hither the tremble, the present up, the psaltery, and blow your trumpets in the new moon. Excuse me, sheep, I have to belch. In the time of appointed on our seldom feast days, for this was a statue from Israel and a law of God of Jacob. I have read to you from Psalms 81 through Psalms 4. Hopefully, you have learned something, although I read this to you 4 years ago, but I have forgotten. I didn't know that was one of our father's laws or statutes. Now, it says, for this was a statute for Israel and a law of the God of Jacob. I have forgotten, and hopefully you sheep have learned something too. Well, let me introduce myself. This is the Feed My Sheep program, And I am Sandra Harris, your host. Happy Sabbath, everyone. Day in the Bible that tells you to remember the Sabbath day, to keep it holy, and to rest. That's what you sheep are to do. I also ask you to read the book of Deuteronomy, chapter 5, verses 7 through 21, as well as Exodus, chapter 20, verses 3 through 17. And that's where you will find the Ten Commandments. Yes, I stress that you all learn the Ten Commandments. As long as I have been reading them, I sometimes forget them also, but I want to read them if I have time. Today I will go over them with you all, but I probably will not have time. I read from the King James Version of the Bible. Sabbath starts the observance on Friday evening, as well as it ends on Saturday evening around this time. I ask that you sheep, and those of you who are not sheep, to have your three P's. Well, someone may ask me, what are the three P's? The three P's are your pen, paper, and pencil. I want you to jot down any scriptures that I may tell you on so that you can look them up at a later date. Just as I want you to turn to 1 Samuel, and I am going to pick up reading where I left off in verse 18, chapter 22. So, if you look on my computer board, it's saying that we should read chapter 1 Samuel, chapter 15. But I have read just a little past that. I want you to go to 1 Samuel, chapter 18, and we are going to start at verse 22. In the meantime, I want you to tell you this. In the Old Testament, I want you to go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 4, verse 6. And it reads, my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge, and I'm trying to give you a little knowledge. So you will not be destroyed. Because you have rejected knowledge, I will also reject you, that you shall be no priest to me, seeing that thou hast forgotten thy God. I will also forget your children. As well, I want you to write down 2 Timothy chapter 2 and verse 15. Study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. So those are the things, and as well as there are other things that I want you to remember. Isaiah chapter 4, verse 5. Chapter 5, verse 5. And chapter 5, verse 14, where it reads, hell has enlarged itself and opened her mouth wide without measure. And their glory and their multitude of their mouth. And he that rejoices, I must read that letter later so I can learn how to say it correctly. As well as I want you to remember Proverbs chapter 13, verse 22. The wealth of the sinners is laid up for the just. And if you are listening to me, I'm saying that, and I want the sinners' wealth as well as I want you to look this up in your dictionary. The Anunnaki is that spell A-N-U-N-N-H-K-I. Who are they that created a slave race looking for to mine silver, gold, copper, and so forth? As well as I want you to remember Gilgamesh, spelled G-I-L-G-A-M-E-S-H. He is from Mesopotamia, and his total story years before Noah told his daughter about the flood. And so I say Noah was a copycat. And remember this, it's spelled B-I-S-S. They are from Western Germany. They are the people that sacked the Romans and probably took much of their wealth. And that's why you will see Germans looking for gold and whatever else over in Africa where they should not be. That's not their land. They are to stay in the area that our fathers have given them, as well as these white folks should have stayed in their land instead of coming over here and messing up our land. But because our foreparents were disobedient, God put a stop to that. You can't serve God and be disobedient. You cannot have two masters. You will love the one and hate the other. I didn't get where that is written, but that's in the Bible too. So I'm going to start reading 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 22. Hopefully I can read all of chapter 18 and as well as 19. No, excuse me. She, as well as start reading chapter 20. So let's start reading and learn. You are smart. You are. All of you are so smart. And if you're listening to me, I am trying to tell you what my father told me. And if you listen to me, learn something. And so I am in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 22. And let me start reading. And Saul commanded his servants, saying, commune, that is to speak with David secretly, and say, behold, the king has delight in thee, and all his servants love thee. Now, therefore, me, the king's son-in-law. And Saul's servant spake those words in the ears of seeing that I am a poor man and highly esteemed. Esteemed here means admired. In my other Bible, that's where I got admired from, because in this Bible, it just has the word esteemed. And I needed to tell you all that in the other Bible, instead of saying esteemed, it says admired. Verse 24, and the servants of Saul told them, saying, on this matter spake David. And Saul said, thus shall ye say to David, the king's desire, not a dowry. You know, a dowry is like a gift to that you would give to, the parents would give to the groom. But King Saul is saying that he does not want any dowry, but 100 foreskins. And foreskin is like you uncircumcised the Philistines. So you can have the 100 foreskins of the Philistine to be avenged of the king's enemies. But Saul thought to make David fall by the hands of the Philistines. And when his servants told David these words, it pleased David well to be the king's son-in-law. And the days were not expired. And the days were not expired. Wherefore, David arose and went, he and his men, and slew the Philistines, 200 men. And David brought their foreskins, and they gave them full tell the king, that he might be the king's son-in-law and shall give him Michal. His daughter's name is spelled, I would normally pronunciate it Michelle, but I am not, because listen to it pronounced on my computer, and she said their name is pronounced Michal. Most people would mispronounce her name, but she didn't mind. She just says she doesn't mind. Whatever, she knows that you are trying to pronounce her name. So it's Michal, his daughter, to wife. And Saul and knew that the Lord was with David. And Michal, Saul's daughter, loved him. And Saul was yet the more afraid of David. And Saul became David's enemy continually. Then the prince of the Philistines went forth. And it came to pass, after they went forth, that David behaved himself more wisely than all of the servants of Saul, so that his name was much set by. And that ends the reading of 1 Samuel. Now, let's start reading 19 for your hearing. 1 Samuel 19, verse 1. And Saul spake to Jonathan, his son, and to all his servants, the that they should kill David. But Jonathan, Saul's son, delighted in David. And Jonathan showed David, saying, "My father seeketh to kill thee. Now, therefore, I pray thee, take heed." That means to listen well and observe to thyself until morning, and abide in a secret place and hide thyself. And I will go out and stand beside my father in the field where thou art. I will commune. You can say, speak with my father of thee and what I see that I will tell thee. And Jonathan spake good of David unto Saul his father, and said unto him, "Let not the king sin against thy servant, against David, because he has not sinned against cause his wealth, his works have been to thee word very good. For he did put his life in his hand and slew the Philistine, and Lord brought his wrath." The word is wrath, but I am going to say that the Lord brought a great salvation to all Israel, though saw it. Thou sawest it, and did rejoice. Wherefore wilt thou wait and sin against innocent blood to say, slay David without a cause? And Saul hearkened unto the voice of Jonathan. That means Saul listening. The word hearken means to listen unto the voice of Jonathan. And Saul swear, as the Lord liveth, he shall not be slain. And Jonathan called David, and Jonathan showed him all the things. And Jonathan brought David to Saul, and he was in his presence as times passed. And there was war again, and David went out and fought with the Philistines and slew them with a great slaughter, and they fled from him. And the evil spirit from the Lord was upon Saul, and he sat in his house with a javelin in his hand. And David played his hand, and Saul sought to smite David even to the wall with the javelin, but he slipped away. When the Bible says he's talking about David slipped away out of Saul's presence, and he smote the javelin unto the wall, and David fled and escaped that night. Also, Saul also sent messengers unto David's house to watch him to slay him in the morning, and call, I normally would say Michelle or Michael, David's daughter, but she pronounces her name Michal. David's daughter told him, saying, "If thou save not thy life," let me read that sentence again. "If thou save not thy life tonight, tomorrow thou shalt be slain." So Michal, Saul's daughter, let David down through a window, and he went and fled and escaped. And Michal took an image and laid it in the bed and put a pillow of goat's hair for his head. It said bolster. It said a pillow for his head, and covered it with a cloth. And when Saul sent messengers to take David, she said, "He is sick." And Saul sent the messengers again to see David, saying, "Bring him to me in bed, that I may slay him." And when the messengers came in, behold, there was an image in bed with a pillar of goat's hair for his head. And Saul said unto Michal, "Thou hast deceived me also, and sent away my enemy, that he is escaped." And Michal answered Saul. He said unto me, "Let me go. Why should I, David, fled and escape, and came to Samuel to Ramoth, and told him all that Saul had done to him?" And he and Samuel went and dwelt in Nayah. It's spelled N-T-H. It's pronounced Nayah. And it was told to Saul, saying, "Behold, David is in Nayah in Ramoth." And Saul sent messengers to David. And when they saw the company of the prophets prophesying, and Samuel standing appointed over them, and the Spirit of God was upon the messengers of Saul, and that they also prophesied. And when it was told to Saul, he sent other messengers, and they prophesied likewise. And Saul sent messengers a third time, and they prophesied also. They went. Then went he also to Ramoth, and came to a great wall, a great well that is in Cishur, C-H-U. And he asked and said, "Where is Samuel?" And David, and one said, let me read that over again. "Well, where are Saul and David?" And one said, "Behold, they be at Nayah in Ramah." And when he went thither, thither means there, to Naioth in Ramoth, and the Spirit of God was on him also. And he went on and prophesied until he came to Naioth in Ramoth. And Naioth is spelled M-A-I-O-T-H in Ramoth. And closed also and prophesied before Samuel in like manner, and lay down naked all that day and that night. Wherefore they said, is Saul also a prophet? That ends the reading of chapter 19, saints. I hope that you understood it all. I am going to read verse 20. And hopefully my Father in heaven will bless me to read it all. Chapter 20, verse 1. And David fled from Naioth and Ramoth and came and said before Jonathan, what have I done? What is my iniquity? What is his sin? And what is my sin before thy father that he seeketh my life? And he said unto them, God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father would do nothing, either great or small, but that he will show to me. Excuse me, I need to belch. Say, I'm going to read verse 2 over again. And he said unto him, God forbid, thou shalt not die. Behold, my father will do nothing, either great nor small, but that he will show it to me. And why should my father hide this thing from me? It is not so. And David swore moreover and said, thy father, certainly I have found grace in thy eyes. And he said, let not Jonathan know this, lest he be grieved. And that means Jonathan will be hurt or feeling sorry about knowing his father wants to kill him. But truly, as the Lord liveth, and as thy soul liveth, there is but a step between me and death. And then said Jonathan unto David, whatsoever thy soul desired, I will even do it for thee. And David said unto Jonathan, behold, tomorrow is the new moon. I should not fail to sit with the king at meat, but let me go that I may hide myself in the field unto the third day at evening. If thy father is at all miss me, then say, David honestly asked leave of me that he might run to Bethlehem, his city, for there is a yearly sacrifice there for all the family. If he say thus, it is well, thy servant shall thee peace. Thy servant shall have peace. Let me read verse 7 again. If he say, thus, it is well, thy servant shall have peace. But if he very wrong, and that means angry, then be sure that evil is determined by him. Therefore, thou shalt deal kindly with thy servant, for thou hast brought thy servant unto a covenant of the Lord with thee, notwithstanding if there be any slay me thyself, or thou shouldest thou bring me to thy father. And Jonathan said, brought me in from. Let me read that sentence again, verse 9. And Jonathan said, far be it from thee, for if I knew certainly that evil would determine thee, then I would not tell it thee. Then said David to Jonathan, who shall tell me, or what if thy father answered thee roughly? And Jonathan said unto David, come, and let's go out to the field. And they went out both of them into the field. And Jonathan said unto David, O Lord of Israel, when I have sounded my father about tomorrow, any time, or the third day, and behold, if there is if there be towards David, and then send me not unto thee, and show it be, the Lord do so, and much more to Jonathan. But if it pleases my father to do this evil, then I will show it thee, and send thee away, that thou mayest go in peace, and the Lord be with thee. And he has been with my father, and thou shalt not only, let me read verse 14 again, and thou shalt not only, while yet I live, show me the kindness of the Lord, that I not die not, but also thou shalt not cut off thy kindness from my house forever. No, not when the Lord has cut off the enemies of David, every one of them, from the face of the earth. So Jonathan made a covenant with David, saying, let the Lord even require it at the hand of David's enemies. And Jonathan caused David to swear because he loved him, for he loved him as he loved his own soul. Then Jonathan said unto David, tomorrow is the new moon, and thou shalt be missed, because thy seed will be empty. And when he had stayed 3 days,
then thou shalt go down quickly and come to the place where thou didst hide thyself when the business was in hand, and thou shalt remain in the stone. E-L, and I will shoot three arrows on the side thereof, as though I shot at a mark. And behold, I will send a lad, saying, go, find out arrows. If I expressly say unto the lad, behold, the arrows are on the side of thee, take them, then come thou, for there is a place in thee, and no hurt, as the Lord liveth. But if I say thus unto the young man, behold, there are arrows beyond thee, go thy way, and the Lord has sent thee away. I have 1 minute to stop. I am stopping there, right there, in verse 23 of chapter 20, verse 23. Let's say a prayer quickly unto our Father in heaven. Thank you, Father, for allowing me to come to your sheep today. And as always, thank you for protecting us as well as you do. In Jesus' name, I say this prayer. Remember, sheep, James chapter 4, if it's the Lord's will, I will be back with you on Tuesday. Also, sheep, I want you to go to Google Play, iTunes, and Apple Play and purchase this song produced by my nephew, High and Lifted Up. It will only cost you $1 or $2. I appreciate you, sheep, for listening to me. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more.
I know the truth.
I will talk with you all next week.